Resistance News Break for February 2nd, 2024. Palestinian suffering in Gaza and the West Bank is relentless. In Gaza, Israel has forced the population on the strip to the south, to Rafah. Israel told the civilian population to go south, that it would be safe there. When the war broke out, Hamas told Palestinians to not leave their homes. They said that Israel was going to try to force Palestinians out of Gaza entirely. Hamas was correct. Israel has told the estimated 1.5 million Palestinians who fled to the south for safety to leave Rafah. Israel is now going to kill them if they remain in southern Gaza. But there is no place for them to go. The border crossing into Egypt is closed. In the fear by many, if the border crossing to Egypt were open to allow Palestinians to escape Gaza, that Palestinians would never be allowed to return to Gaza. That fear was validated this week when Israeli leaders held a conference about Israel settling all of Gaza when the war ends. Many participants of the event sang songs and danced with joy at the prospect of taking Gaza for the Zionists. It appears that Israel has trapped the Palestinians in southern Gaza. Now they're going to kill them with bullets, bombs, and starvation. But it's not only in Gaza. Israeli forces continue to brutalize Palestinians in the West Bank, killing and arresting whoever they choose to kill or arrest. Israeli forces have been shown on video entering a West Bank hospital disguised as hospital staff. The armed Israelis executed several people seeking treatment in the hospital. Israel said that these people were members of Hamas. It is a violation of international law to dress up like hospital staff, raid hospitals, and to simply execute people suspected of being the enemy in the hospital. Under international law, legal experts say that Israel should have arrested these people and charged them with crimes. For what it's worth, it's also illegal to force people off of their land. When pressed about this particular hospital raid, the Biden administration spokesperson stuck to the White House line that Israel has a right to defend itself. The Biden administration asserts that this perceived right to defend itself from the people that Israel is occupying includes killing whomever Israel wants to kill, wherever they want to kill them, and with bullets and bombs paid for and provided by U.S. taxpayers. More than half of the nearly 30,000 people killed in Gaza are women and children. Collective punishment is also a violation of international law. It's also a violation of international law to help another country engage in genocide. Unicorn Riot published a story on February 1st with the headline "Stop the Steal" protest in San Diego hijacked by Proud Boys, police body cam shows. In January 2021 in San Diego, fascists and anti-fascists clashed when a so-called "Stop the Steal" rally turned violent. Unicorn Riot reports that after counter-protesters, the anti-fascists and Democrats had been dispersed, someone said over the police radio, "The protest has been hijacked by Proud Boys and they are no longer cooperating with the police." This quote from law enforcement and law enforcement actions on that day clearly shows that the cops were taking a side. And at one point, we're coordinating police efforts with the fascists such as Proud Boys. The distinction between violent right-wing extremists like Proud Boys and Trump MAGA doesn't exist. They are one and the same. Unicorn Riot reports that on January 9, 2021 in San Diego, mixed in that crowd were people like Mercedes Diaz and another unidentified man who had been part of a racist attack 3 days earlier in Los Angeles. In that riot, Trump supporters had surrounded a black woman, maced her, and ripped off her weave. Diaz screamed, "Fuck BLM, I'll snatch your fucking weave off." This assault was followed by another Trump supporter, Cassandra Farragamo, screaming, "I did that! I did that! I did the first scalping of the new civil war!" Then, days later in San Diego, violence again erupted as fascists clashed with anti-fascists and Biden supporters. Many injuries and property damage was reported. Despite the evidence that both groups in San Diego engaged in confrontations, the only people charged with felonies for their actions that day are the counter-protesters. San Diego's right-wing district attorney Summer Stephen has deemed them all to be members of quote-unquote Antifa. Stephen considers Antifa a criminal gang, despite the fact that there is no such thing as Antifa in terms of an organization. However, by labeling these political activists as members of a criminal gang, this could lead to longer prison sentences if convicted. San Diego Police Department Matt Novak, who was part of the police command that day, backs up Stephen's claims. He went so far as to state in his grand jury testimony that the Patriot side was very cooperative. People are starving to death in Sudan, according to the United Nations Food Agency. People in Sudan are dying of starvation. The agency said that the number of hungry people has doubled in the last year. The ongoing war in Sudan is making it nearly impossible to get food to the Sudanese people. Catastrophic is how Eddie Rao, Sudan's representative to the World Food Program, described the situation in a statement. Quote, millions of people are impacted by the conflict, end quote, Rose said. The army and a paramilitary group have been fighting since April 2023. Nearly 18 million Sudanese are going hungry, and an estimated 5 million are starving. As many as 7 million Sudanese have had to flee their homes, displaced. On January 12th, Black liberation activist Sekou Odinga died. He was 79 years old. Born Nathaniel Burns is recognized globally as a Black liberation activist. He was a leader in the Black Panther movement and served 33 years in state prison before he was released in 2014. Odinga was one of the Panther 21 in New York City. Police tried to entrap Black Panthers by creating a conspiracy to attack law enforcement in an education building in New York City. During the trial, one of the undercover cops admitted that it was the cops who were breaking laws to make it look like it was Black Panthers. All 21 were acquitted. The cops eventually locked up Odinga in the early 1980s on attempted murder, racketeering stemming from his involvement in the Asante Shakur prisonscape and robbing a Brinks armored truck. Odinga was sentenced to a consecutive 25 to life state sentence and a 40-year federal sentence. He was released after serving 33 years. Odinga is featured in social movement texts such as Can't Jail the Spirit and Hauling Up in the Morning, writing and art by the political prisoners and prisoners of war in the U.S. Odinga published his own writings in Look for Me, In the Whirlwind, and Black Panther Afterlives. Odinga was the father of rapper Yaki Gaddafi. Gaddafi was shot in the head and killed when he was 19 years old in Orange County, New Jersey. Odinga is survived by 8 children and 18 grandchildren. Thank you for listening to Radio Resistance. Drop me a line if you've got an event happening or you want to promote anything related to the fight to stop fascism. I'm always looking for someone to interview. You don't have to be famous. I know I'm not. Let's talk about what you're doing politically. Visit radio.antifadocket.com for contact information.